With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. SpaceX has launched its third crew in under a year for NASA.
Endeavour launches once again. Four astronauts from three countries on Crew 2, now making their way to the one and only International Space Station.
The Falcon rocket carrying four astronauts blasted into orbit early this morning from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. The Dragon capsule should reach the International Space Station tomorrow. The House on Thursday approved legislation that would make Washington, D.C. the 51st state in the country. It was a strict party line vote. It came after a fierce partisan debate. Republican Congressman Fred Keller of Pennsylvania.
This is not about representation without taxation or taxation without representation. This is about a Democrat power grab. And let's call it what it is.
Virginia Democrat Gerald Connolly said it's not true D.C. statehood would go against the wishes of the founding fathers.
When the Constitution was written, this place didn't exist. Nor did the founders and the writers of the Constitution know that it would.
The bill faces an uphill climb in the Senate. Senate Republicans have unveiled a public works proposal with a much smaller price tag than the infrastructure bill laid out by President Biden. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says the GOP infrastructure bill is focused.
It consists of actual, real infrastructure. What all of these categories have in common are the fact that they are the systems, the platforms that we all share for the purpose of moving people and goods and services throughout our economy.
National Republican Congressional Committee Chairman Tom Emmer says his party's internal polling indicates voters will turn to Republican candidates in the 2022 midterm elections.
As they just learn more and more about the crony politics that are being played in Washington, D.C. by these new socialist Democrats, things look good for Republicans.
Congressman Emmer was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network on Wall Street. Dow futures are up by 9 points. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Patrick Johnson. New from overnight. The Jacksonville man charged with driving into a Republican tent, found guilty of criminal mischief, has walked out of jail. 28-year-old Gregory Tim getting credit for time served as he was sentenced to 60 days. It took the jury less than an hour to find him guilty of the criminal mischief charges, but not guilty of two aggravated assault charges. An attorney believes a deadly shooting of a man by Jacksonville police was not justified. Michael Hughes was shot last month at the Quality Inn on Youngerman Circle after an altercation with officers. They were responding to a domestic disturbance call. Attorney Marwin Porter.
And then you hear, he's going for my taser, he's going for my taser. And then you hear a bzzz. And then you hear two shots.
The Florida Supreme Court upholding the death sentence for Donald Smith. He's the man convicted of raping and killing an 8-year-old girl in 2013. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The radicalized left, which is the Democrat Party, tried to, quote, kill the king twice and failed.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on JTB headed east, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add about 3 extra minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 75. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low of 65. Right now, 52 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Biden says if not enough people are getting the COVID vaccine shot, the 4th of July may have to be canceled. The Dow tumbles yesterday as Bloomberg News reports the Biden administration is exploring the idea of raising the capital gains tax for higher incomes to around 43%. And some governors are pushing back at the White House, claiming the administration is allowing illegal immigrants with COVID to enter their states.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, we got another hour left. I promise you it will be fast taste. Well, fast taste, but fat. You'll like the taste of the show. I promise you. We are the flavor. Mm-hmm. But anyways, it'll be very, you like that one, Raj? Yep. It'll be very fast paced as well, all the way with you to 9 a.m. And Roger, right here on Talk Radio, WBOB. Last week we reported states like South Carolina, Florida, South Dakota have now said to the White House, we don't want illegal immigrants placed in our states. Now Texas is on board. The governor and the attorney general are right now looking at a lawsuit by claiming that every time you allow them to come to the country, we're not testing them for COVID, and they are endangering lives in several states.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton claims in the action that the Biden White House's encouragement of migration, as well as refugees kept in crowded facilities, contribute to COVID spread. Paxton says in the complaint that because of the danger, more Texans will die of COVID-19.
That is from Fox News. The stock market took a tumble yesterday over 300 points as the Biden White House says that they want to double the capital gains tax for the wealthy. Right now it's at 20% over those at 500,000. They want to jack it up to almost 40. And if you make $1 million and over, if you want to have a capital gains tax increase, and if you don't, if you want to sell it, you're going to have to pay around a 43% tax.
I think it would be terrible for the market. It would be terrible for investors across the spectrum, not just wealthy investors, all investors. That includes a lot of folks, obviously, who have money in IRAs and in pension plans and the likes. And a lot of new investors are coming into the market. They're going to get hurt by this because if the market takes a hit on account of a higher capital gains tax, then the market is going to go down. That's going to impact everybody. This is bad news.
That is from Money Map Press chief strategist Shah Galani. But the White House says it's only going to hit the wealthy. In fact, a capital gains tax of this magnitude will not have a negative impact.
That should be on the backs. That can be on the backs of the wealthiest Americans who can afford it and corporations and businesses who can afford it. My view of our economic team is that that won't have a negative impact.
But host of Making Money, Charles Payne, says you may be hitting millionaires, but remember those that are invested also into the market are middle class individuals as well.
We do not want a stock market. We do not want a prolonged bear market because the poorest people in this country would suffer the most. Now, who invests in the market? Well, 35% of Americans invest in individual stocks. 55% have their money into some form of retirement. And that includes 65% of the middle class, 26% of the lower income folks. So we're all in this together.
So we're all in this together. D.C. statehood passes the U.S. House. But according to host of Special Report, Brett Baer, he says it's going to have a rough time passing in the U.S. Senate.
The argument for D.C. to be a state has been around for a long time. Republicans say they believe this is all about trying to keep hold of power for Democrats that have a slim hold right now, because it all depends on what the Senate does. And in order to get this through again, you would have to have the filibuster go by the wayside. And so far, and say the Senate is going to do what they do. But right now, it's not realistic to get this through.
Last month at his first press conference, the White House said all you need to do is just get the vaccine, mask up, social distance, and we might be able to have a 4th of July. Now the White House is backtracking on that, saying that, well, some areas, some cases have gone up. Not enough people are getting vaccinated out there. We may have to cancel the 4th of July.
President Biden is warning Americans they may have to cancel their 4th of July celebrations, even ones outdoors, if not enough people get vaccinated. And while the fully vaccinated president insists on wearing masks outside, multiple liberal publications are now starting to question outdoor mask mandates. One even calling it meaningless political theater.
From the Fox Business Network, Dagan McDowell, the CDC says they're still unsure about whether or not you should be wearing masks outside. The CDC director, Rochelle Walensky.
Do you think that if you are outside and not close to people, you still need to wear a mask?
You know, this is a question that we're looking at. We will be looking at the outdoor masking question, but it's also in the context of the fact that we still have people who are dying of COVID.
A conversation we routinely cover on this radio show, the issue of marijuana, and will it be on a constitutional measure ballot here in the state of Florida? Well, yesterday, the Florida Supreme Court said won't be on the 2022 because it conflicts with federal law.
An effort to legalize recreational marijuana was rejected by the Florida Supreme Court. In a 5-2 decision, justices ruled the ballot initiative to be, quote, misleading to voters because it would remain illegal under federal law. The proposal would have left it up to Florida voters to decide whether those 21 and over could own and use up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana without any criminal repercussions.
All right, so here's the question I keep asking. If this is a conflict with federal law, then how is medical marijuana not a conflict?
It is, to be frank with you. I don't believe it's been, it's a conflict. The issue is the federal government's not enforcing federal law.
Hey, by the way, how do you, is there a decree? Is there a magic wand? How do you stop the 4th of July?
Don't think you can.
I don't think you can either out there. Oh, man. For those of you at 831-0600, a lot of emails coming in this morning at WBOB.com. Trying to use the glasses half empty, glasses half full. Let me explain this on the capital gains tax. Some of you are like, well, Ed, this is only going to hurt. Well, it's not going to hurt. They're millionaires. Their capital gains tax rate is going to double from 20 to 40, maybe 43%. Here is where and why it will hurt middle class investors. You know who explains it properly? The host of Your World, Neil Cavuto. Listen to this.
What people are missing, though, if it's just the million and over crowd, I don't have to worry about it. But, if the million and over crowd then decides to lock in whatever gains they've had in the stock market right now and in mass sell, if this looks like it's going to happen, in other words, a capital gains higher rate, so sell now while it's still at the low rate, could that affect you and your investments if you, too, are, at least through your funds or various equity plans, not in that crowd, but you could feel the buffeting from what that crowd...
All right, so does that make sense? The bottom line is that when people buy stock, the stock prices go up.
Mm-hmm.
When people are not buying stock and they're selling off because they don't want to hit with a higher tax rate, your stock value goes down.
Right.
All right. Very simplistic out there. So some of you have been emailing me, and I get your argument. Well, Ed, to your point, Raj, if the stock prices go down, that allow opportunity for people to buy more.
Don't sell it anytime soon, though.
I would agree.
Plan on holding it.
Who's looking out for the middle class individual whose 401k and Roth IRA may be taking a hit? For those that are investing, they're not going to make a buck overnight. It's going to take quite a few years. So I get both arguments to that.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, one more clip from Charles Payne. He says, this is nothing more than to appease those on the left. He says, so we're going to tax the heck out of the American industry, but yet we're going to make the left happy. He goes, it's a stupid idea.
And a lot of folks, it bothers me that there's two narratives here. One, that, I don't make $1 million a year, so I don't care. Two, so what? These people are rich. You know, this kind of thinking is going to kill this country. There are limits to all of this. You combine this with that 28% corporate tax idea out there, we'd be the most taxed nation in the entire world. Even with capital gains tax right now, we will be the most uncompetitive country in the world. Say goodbye to prosperity. Oh, but you may feel better that the rich are getting theirs.
Yep. Bam. He's exactly correct. There are nobody, I've questioned this time after time. Show me a government program by taxing the wealthy that has covered the cost 100% of a government program. Can you show me one? I'll give you guys plenty of time. We got about 45 minutes left. Just tell me. I mean, you could tax the wealthy 100%. You might pay for the federal government for about a month and a half to 2 months. Because let me go back real quick. Obamacare, we were going to tax the rich. Remember that? Wasn't enough money. We tax plans. Wasn't enough money. Individual tax. Wasn't enough money. Let's raid Medicare fund. Wasn't enough money. It never pays for the program. Not one. So there you go. I got some more. I got to take a quick break. I got some more clips coming up next. Joy Behar. How many of y'all saw the? I've been fascinated by this story. How many of y'all saw the shooting, unfortunate shooting, Micaiah Bryant, the Columbus, Ohio shooting, where the White House came before they even saw the video? Oh, it must be systemic racism. Now the left says, oh, well, this is nothing more than a schoolyard fight. It even gets better. Well, how come the cop couldn't shot a warning shot in the air? How come the cop couldn't tase the gal with the knife in the hand? How come the cop couldn't have just shot her in the rear end? Wait till you hear the clips coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
All lanes are blocked on the Matthews Bridge headed towards downtown. It's from a vehicle that's on fire, so be aware and add about 6 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 75. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low of 65. Right now, 52 degrees.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
For with God, nothing will be impossible. You know, we sometimes only think about that verse, when times of trouble strike our life, when things seem to be in a crisis, and we need to remember that God can do the impossible. Remember the angel Gabriel telling Mary what was about to happen to her? What he was doing was he was explaining to Mary, the impossible. I believe with all my heart that each and every day God does the impossible somewhere in this world, maybe even in your own life.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Does your family deserve the freshest produce? Well, obviously, of course they do. And nothing's fresher than the straight-off-the-bush strawberries and blueberries from the Towers Family Farms. And it's super simple. You just pay for what you pick. They're open every day, except Mondays and Thursdays. And bring your family, because after all, memories aren't made at the grocery store. They're made at the farm. Towers Family Farms. You can also easily pre-order their blueberries and strawberries. Visit towersjacks.com for all your pre-order and picking needs.
The Brandon Groover News Hour is a talk radio show sponsored by Elite Home Health, where all viewpoints are respected. Everything is balanced against the facts. Political correctness will not get in the way of solutions. Brandon Groover is starting a movement that will bring Americans together while keeping her great and holding our leaders accountable. No spin allowed. Brandon Groover wants to hear from you Fridays at 5 p.m. on WBOB 600 AM and 101.1 FM.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Some governors are pushing back at the White House, claiming the administration is allowing illegal immigrants with COVID to enter their states. The U.S. House passes a D.C. statehood bill that will make it the 51st state in the country. And on Thursday, the Florida Supreme Court rejected a proposed constitutional amendment aimed at allowing people to use recreational marijuana. The court said the proposed amendment was misleading.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
I want to play for you these clips. This is what the White House said after the video, one of the videos have come out, not all of them. We saw more yesterday of the unfortunate shooting that took place with Micaiah Bryant in Columbus. Where now, again, it's another white cop going after those in the black community. That's what it's being portrayed at. Listen to the clip.
The killing of 16-year-old Mikayla Bryant by the Columbus police is tragic. She was a child. We know that police violence disproportionately impacts Black and Latino people in communities. So our focus is on working to address systemic racism and implicit bias.
Systemic racism. From the Wall Street Journal, Dan Hettinger said, wait a second, are they that detached from reality that didn't even see the same video that everybody else saw?
Many people had seen the police footage, the body camera of what had actually happened. And it was clearly a situation in which this 16-year-old was trying to kill two people with a knife. The police had about 12 seconds to respond after they got out of the car. It was a case study in a situation in which the police are called, as they were in that 9/11 call, to deal with a highly deadly situation. And for Jen Psaki, speaking for the President of the United States, to say this is an example of police abuse and systemic racism in society, and when she talks about something like this as simply systemic racism, it makes people recoil and ask, what is the President of the United States talking about? How detached from reality can they get?
He is exactly correct on that. He also asked, just to all the liberal left out there, when it comes to policing and violence and everything else, what is it exactly that you're asking?
I think this is one of the problems people are having with this argument about police brutality. There is a lot of violent crime in the cities around this country. And the critics of the police seem to be suggesting that if police practices changed or if policing was even reduced, as the left argues, that somehow this violent crime would diminish or go away. It seems illogical. So the question is, what precisely are they proposing?
Yes, what are you proposing to stop the violence? Listen to Greg Gutfeld, host of Gutfeld. He says, wait a second, the media focuses on the police but ignores the black-on-black crime, but yet it is the same individuals who are being attacked in those communities, and guess who they're calling? They're calling to the police to protect them.
Police shooting a suspect, which the media obsesses over. Black-on-black violence, which the media ignores. But you can't have the former without the latter. Police end up at the end of these people's lives because they were called there
right.
due to the violence that the media ignores. Cops end up in situations caused by the problems that are dismissed. So they end up there because it's their job.
Gutfeld also says, this is a good one, he says, we need to address the problems in these communities, but yet that's not a discussion that they want to have.
Imagine if we honestly tackled the problems at its roots, poor education, the violence, mental wellness, family structure. What if we examined the variables? Those are the variables that contribute to this, because the more you dismiss, the more it keeps coming, right? We need to examine these childhoods instead of making disgusting excuses.
Bingo. And you know what? That's just not, that's any community. It's, by the way, have you already seen the Makai was such a sweet kid. Makai, you ever notice that? They used to say that about the Boston bombing terrorist, Omar Martin at the Pulse nightclub. He was such a nice guy. We can't believe he would do this.
Always said hi when I walked by.
Yeah. Got my mail. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It can't be my kid. There's no way my kid would have committed that act. That's pretty much what's going on. We are making excuses in society today for something what somebody does wrong. And it's getting old. And he's exactly right. By the way, the parental structure, he's exactly right on that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was very tragic. Obviously, no one wants to see a 16-year-old girl get shot dead. But at the same time, she had
a gun. Don't want to see one getting stabbed
exactly.
either.
Exactly. She was going after someone in a fit of rage at the same time.
Here's Joy Behar from The View. Well, why couldn't the officer just give him a warning shot? Why couldn't he just use his taser instead?
I really can't figure it out anymore. I mean, it seems to me in a situation, this is what it looked like to me, and I've looked at the tape and I still can't figure it out. Shoot the gun in the air as a warning, tase a person, shoot them in the leg, shoot them in the behind, you know, stop them somehow. But if the only solution is to kill a teenager, there's something wrong with this. There's something very, very wrong with the way these things are being conducted. Even if the cop had to do it, there's something wrong with it. All I can say is we keep talking about this over and over again, and kids still keep getting shot. Just like it's like the gun issue in this country. People keep getting shot.
First off, the gun issue has nothing to do with that. So she asked, well, why couldn't we just tase the person, shoot her in the rear end, fire a warning shot instead? Here is the co-host, also her one of her colleagues, Sunny Hostin from The View. Listen to this.
You know, why is deadly force always the first order of business, and especially the first order of business when it comes to black and brown people in this country? I mean, when is it okay, and why is it okay? We shouldn't live in a country, quite frankly, where it's acceptable for the police to shoot a 16-year-old four times in the chest over a fight. It goes from zero to execution very, very quickly when there is a black or brown person involved.
Wow. I don't know what video she is watching, because another young girl would have died. So what was your recommendation? Because first off, her life would have gone to zero. I don't get it. I'm Joy Behar. I don't understand it anymore. Because evidently, it's like the news media. I'm watching a press conference and you guys see yellow when I'm looking at it and I'm seeing red.
When listening to Joy Behar's comments in particular, she almost made it sound as if it was like a planned thing. Literally, the police officer had seconds to respond to stop a tragedy. And it was indeed a tragedy on the other side, but at least an innocent person wasn't stabbed.
Yeah. So, all right. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
All lanes are still blocked and traffic is still totally stopped on the Arlington Expressway headed west, right between Arlington Road and the Matthews Bridge. It's from a vehicle that's on fire, so try and avoid everything by taking the Hart Bridge. It's happening on Arlington Expressway headed west, right between Arlington Road and the Matthews Bridge. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 75. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low of 65. Right now, 52 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. There's so many different ways to give back to rescue dogs and military heroes, donating your time, your talent, and your treasure. Canines for Warriors does their very best to help you be a part of their important mission that focuses on saving lives, both furry and human. Help stop 20 veteran suicides that occur every single day. Donate at caninesforwarriors.com.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
The Brandon Grover News Hour, Fridays 5 to 6 on WBOB, has accurately predicted the presidential election, the Capitol riots, and more. Hear the newsmakers and call in at 904-831-0600. This Friday, the fallout of the J&J vaccine halt, staying the course to return to normalcy, discussion of recent police shootings while trying to find common ground, why we need law enforcement but trust in our institutions. Join the discussion 5 p.m. Friday on WBOB, sponsored by Elite Home Health.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
All right, more coming up next. The Florida State Supreme Court says no to a recreational marijuana amendment. I thought that might have... I didn't support it. I'm just saying I thought that would have made it on. They said the language is misleading because federal law says you can't have marijuana. But yet we can have medical marijuana. Go figure. All right, more of this coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. SpaceX has launched its third crew in under a year now for NASA. The Falcon rocket carrying four astronauts blasted off this morning from Florida's Kennedy Space Center, bound for the International Space Station. The recycled Dragon capsule that was used should arrive at the ISS sometime tomorrow. They'll stay there and work for 6 months. The House yesterday approved legislation to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state in the nation. It was a strict party line vote. It came after fierce partisan debate. The bill does face an uphill climb in the Senate, despite a paper-thin Democrat majority there. Senate Republicans yesterday unveiling their own public works proposal that has a much smaller price tag than the one proposed by President Biden. $568 billion over 5 years. The Democrats want to spend $2.3 trillion. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average should open strong. Futures are down, but just about 15 points. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Johnson. An attorney believes a deadly shooting of a man by Jacksonville police was not justified. Michael Hughes was shot last month at the Quality Inn on Youngerman Circle after an altercation with officers. They were responding to a domestic disturbance call. Two body cam videos in the incident. One of the cameras quit working. The other fell to the ground. Hughes family attorney Marwin Porter describing what he heard on the video from that fallen body cam.
Two shots.
Porter says there was a gap in time and then more shots were fired outside the hotel room. He said those shots weren't heard on the body camera. New from overnight, a man who drove a van into a GOP voter registration tent, found guilty of criminal mischief, has walked out of jail. Gregory Tim getting credit for time served. On the stand, Tim called the incident.
It was a prank. It was a very dumb, it was the most stupid thing that I've ever done.
That's Jacksonville.radio news.
You complain to a newspaper or a television station, and they'll say, well, you know, you just don't really know how we operate here. You don't know how we put the news together. You don't know what you're talking about. We're not biased. You're an idiot. You're stupid. I, El Rushbo, on the other hand, I treat everybody listening to this program as though they know exactly what I'm talking about every time I open my mouth. They may not know the information I'm going to impart, but I assume you're capable of learning everything I am. They don't.
Proud to be the voice of conservatism in Jacksonville. And beyond, WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
All lanes are still blocked and traffic is still totally stopped on the Arlington Expressway headed west, right between Arlington Road and the Matthews Bridge. It's from a vehicle that's on fire, so try and avoid everything by taking the Hart Bridge. It's happening on Arlington Expressway headed west, right between Arlington Road and the Matthews Bridge. And if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 75. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low of 65. Right now, 52 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. On Thursday, the Florida Supreme Court rejected a proposed constitutional amendment aimed at allowing people to use recreational marijuana. The court said the proposed amendment was misleading. President Biden says if not enough people are getting the COVID vaccine, the 4th of July may have to be canceled. And the Dow tumbles yesterday as Bloomberg News reports the Biden administration is exploring the idea of raising the capital gains tax for higher incomes to around 43%.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
People are anguished watching another video like this, and I get it. But even in our anguish, we cannot abandon the responsibility we have to be fair. We have to judge each incident based on what we see and the facts we know. When I look at this video, I see police responding to a dangerous incident where someone is armed with a knife. Police have walked up on a situation they need to figure out what's happening. Other lives are in danger. If we're going to discuss this case, we need to be honest and use our common sense. We cannot have a double standard. We have to acknowledge that police have jobs to do.
Wow. That is CNN's Don Lemon. Got to give him credit. He was right. Man, it pains me. Usually I'm going like, what did he just say? He's exactly correct. And the ladies from The View didn't like it. Wow. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Just want to remind everybody before we get to some of the emails. Some of you are actually telling that me and Roger are wrong in the capital gains tax, that it's actually needed to pay for programs out there. In fact, some of you are telling me we need to have a Florida capital gains tax.
Hmm.
Oh, wait till I get to the emails. Coming up on Saturday, May the 22nd, the big dinner of the year, First Coast Friends at the NRA. It's, when I say a dinner, we're not dressing up. Ain't going to be no public speakers. They got big auctions out there. You can win guns, prizes, and everything else. If you want further information, shoot me an email at WBOB.com. I'm sponsoring a couple of tables. Also, you can go to Facebook.com and look up First Coast Friends of the NRA at the Ramallah American Club on Parental Home. Saturday, May 22nd at 5:30. It's going to be fun. I'm going to have a blast. One of the best times of the year is to go to these events, man. You got to see what they auction off. You can win a 4570 Henry side gate lever. You can also win about 30 guns, I think he said, on out there.
Okay.
You're not going to pick them up that day, you know.
You have to pass the background check.
Yeah, pass all that stuff, exactly. Mm-hmm. But you're going to win them out there. So, man, Ed, hey, you either pay for one or you win one. What do you choose? You want to go home, you want to go to jail? Remember that movie, it was a great Denzel Washington Training Day. You want to go to jail, you want to go home. You want to pay for a gun, you want to win it. So go to Facebook.com, look up First Coast Friends of the NRA, or email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com.
An effort to legalize recreational marijuana was rejected by the Florida Supreme Court. In a 5-2 decision, justices ruled the ballot initiative to be, quote, misleading to voters because it would remain illegal under federal law. The proposal would have left it up to Florida voters to decide whether those 21 and over could own and use up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana without any criminal repercussion.
That is from CBS News down in Miami. So, Roger, we keep asking the question. We thought this was going to be on the ballot. They had 500 plus thousand signatures. They needed 7 or 8.
Right.
Well, they got shut down. Imagine all the money that, well, I don't know if Morgan was behind all this. But anyway, imagine all the money that they spent on this. And they said, according to the Attorney General Ashley Moody and the opponents of this, as along with the Supreme Court here in the state of Florida, that the language was misleading. Man, I could say that about many amendments that's being proposed. But they say it conflicts with federal law. And I'm asking, okay, if that's the case, then how was medical marijuana allowed then?
Yeah, well, you know, as you mentioned before, it's a conflict in law because federal law doesn't allow for it, but they're trying to make it at least legal in the state level for recreational use. Of course, that's going to get pushed back now at least until 2024 to get it on the ballot again, and that's if the voters think it's a good enough idea to vote yes for.
And so they're going to have to redo the language. Now, folks, follow me for a second. You think we're joking, but this has actually been talked about. I don't think this is going to make it on the 2022.
No.
2024, I think it'll make it. Will it pass? I don't know. The question I keep asking is, what is going to be their excuse or their reasoning to pass a marijuana law? Oh, you think it'll come out? Well, because we don't like American traditional society. We want everybody to light up. They're not going to say that.
They'll probably say that it ends up taking people who really aren't hurting anybody and giving them criminal records, and now they can't get a job and, you know, this, that, and the other. That's probably what they'll say.
I can see that. Or what I think is, well, we can use it to shore up loss of revenues for schools and police pensions. And, well, you know, hey, I'm surprised nobody from the Jacksonville City Council has advocated using a marijuana law to pay for the roads and bridges. I'm sorry. No, roads, and of course the Skyway. By the way, the Jacksonville, the Times Union has said they plan on having a vote coming up in May. I got to tell you something. So this past week
for the Skyway Express.
No, for the gasoline tax.
Oh, gasoline
tax. Yeah, you would be, technically correct.
Okay,
folks, does this really give you enough time? I mean, we're talking about an infrastructure bill that will be debated upon. They may not think nothing may happen until September. That's because Congress isn't always in. The amount of money we get for paying for Congress, we never get anything in return, trust me, except the headache. But does this really amount of time for people to sit back and say, this is not the right move to do it, if the economy truly hasn't come back? And here's the question I like to ask is, what amount of money is going to suffice over 25 years? For example, we're going to spend $1 billion, they say. The tax is going to be over 25 years. So we'll get our money back over 25 years. Well, first off, my question is how soon will you bond this out? That's one. Number two, how quickly we spend the money? Three. Number three, you talk about 7,600 jobs will be provided if you buy into that. The question is how soon will all this happen? See, I don't, except for maybe Rory Diamond and a couple others, I don't see anybody imposing this tax increase. Now, there is a plan B. The Leanna Cumber, who is the Jacksonville City Council woman, I know Leanna, she's a good woman. She has sat back and this is the phase two, plan B. Okay, if we're going to spend the money, we're going to use the tax. We don't need to be blown on the skyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm the reality world. I oppose the gap because the city's already getting, by the way, the city's already getting COVID money. How do you, oh yeah. So maybe instead of giving all this money out for rent relief to everybody, instead of maybe giving $235 million+ for Lot J, that would cover a quarter of the cost for the proposed, you know, infrastructure spending.
Very often the COVID money, however, comes with strings attached, and you have to use it specifically for COVID relief if it's given to the states. However, D.C. can spend it on everything, anything they want, and call it COVID relief.
Right. But I'm saying they're getting COVID money.
Right.
So what I'm getting at here is if you're getting COVID money, and by the way, the city is still in a surplus, why don't you do it? Go along and okay, this is the roads and bridges we need to fix. Because, folks, if it's 72 projects, I guarantee you it'll be 172 10 years down the road. The $1 billion they're supposed to raise for this will be, everything will be expanded.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like government programs. The reason you put more people on it, people pay in a system, it should make it go lower. No, we keep expanding things like that.
Inflation.
Yeah. So, but here's the other question out there. Ben, I got so many questions out there. So the phase two is what are you going to spend it on? This tax is going to pass. It's unfortunate it's going to pass. And by the way, it's not Democrats pushing it. It's all Republicans.
Interesting. I think one of the repercussions is I think people will start filling up their gas tanks, not in Duval County, but in Clay and St. John's and Nassau counties.
D.C. statehood. The liberals are telling me, Ed, the only reason why you guys don't support it, because it's run by a bunch of Democrats out there. Brett Baer, host of Special Report, says this is going to have a tough time passing the U.S. Senate.
The argument for D.C. to be a state has been around for a long time. Republicans say they believe this is all about trying to keep hold of power for Democrats that have a slim hold right now, because it all depends on what the Senate does. And in order to get this through again, you would have to have the filibuster go by the wayside. And so far, and say the Senate is going to do what they do. But right now, it's not realistic to get this through.
How many of you listening would support a D.C. statehood? I mean, come on, let's be honest. We all know the Democrats will run it, right? Is that the reason why we're all against it? Is that the reason why? Listen to this clip. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. Here is, who is this guy right here? This is from New York. This is, I'm looking it up. I'm looking him up right now. Let me see, what's his name right here? Here we go. Jones is his last name. Representative from Democrat from New York. Mondaire, he's a Congressman Jones. He says the reason why the Republicans are against D.C. statehood, it's because they'll lose their white supremacy control over the city. I didn't realize that they control the city. And also because they know that it will empower those in the black community. Listen to this clip.
I have had enough of my colleagues' racist insinuations that somehow the people of Washington, D.C. are incapable or even unworthy of our democracy. One Senate Republican said that D.C. wouldn't be a, quote, well-rounded working class state. I had no idea there were so many syllables in the word white. One of my House Republican colleagues said that D.C. shouldn't be a state because the district doesn't have a landfill. My goodness, with all the racist trash my colleagues have brought to this debate, I can see why they're worried about having a place to put it. The truth is, there is no good faith argument for disenfranchising over 700,000 people, Mr. Speaker, most of whom are people of color.
All right. Okay, he's entertaining, right?
Mm-hmm.
Entertaining. He's wrong, but they're trash for their racist comments. So the Republicans got all ticked off. They got worked up. I mean, okay, whatever. Me, I'm just like, I'm sitting back. Yeah, I'm still voting against D.C. statehood, dude. But go ahead and have your fun. That's what I would have said. But the Republicans got all offended. Strike the words of what Congressman Jones said. So he goes, fine, strike my words. And then he continued with this.
These desperate objections are about fear. Fear that in D.C. their white supremacist politics will no longer play. Fear that soon enough white supremacist politics won't work anywhere in America. Fear that if they don't rig our democracy, they will not win. Today, Democrats are standing up for a multiracial democracy to democratize all 51 states.
Okay, so let me ask this. I'm a little confused. He says that they will lose their control of the white supremacy in D.C. Who is he talking about? What white people, if I may ask that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking. What white individuals are running D.C.?
A lot of people are scratching their heads, but the fact of the matter is
the mayor happens to be black.
Right, right. But they're probably suggesting that if you are a resident of Washington, D.C., you have no representation, voting representation in the U.S. Congress and no representation in the Senate. That's really what it comes down to.
Okay. So Maryland could have offered, Maryland was offered to do, have D.C. in their state. They didn't want it.
Yeah.
So, but here's my question. I get the arguments on this, but the point is that everything's a racist issue now. If you don't agree with me, it's racist. Okay, I get it. It's COVID. Well, why is it I can't get my... It's COVID. COVID's the answer of all the problems in society. So it's COVID. Mm-hmm. It's racism now. I'm just still trying to find out who are these racist people running Washington, D.C.? Now, let me tell you what the alternative is going to be if this happens. You're going to see other states, if the Republicans get involved, let's see other states get split up. The People's Republic of South Florida. How about that one?
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is fine with me. If you want us to see, take West Palm South from east of Okeechobee. How about that? What about the state of Texas? You know, the liberal left has advocated for Oregon and California to be secede from the nation. Because this is what you're creating out there. D.C. statehood. Representation. Kind of an interesting argument out there. Then why don't you just incorporate into Maryland then? Why don't you just put them already in another state if we got 50, right?
Mm.
Why don't you just do that?
Well, you'll
still have more Congress people.
Yeah, but they were already counting the two new senators, which wouldn't have happened had they been incorporated into Maryland. So
yeah, so it's all based on a race. You ready for some emails?
Yeah.
Ed, you and Roger are completely wrong. A capital gains tax would help pay for the deficits that you guys created under Trump. This is some of the emails I'm getting in. A capital gains tax shows that the wealthy have the money and the wealthy need to pay their fair share. This argument about how it's going to hurt middle class is a complete farce. By the way, there's a few of them out here, Roger. Ready for this one? Here's another one. And Roger, I enjoy the show, but you're totally unbalanced today and not balanced. A capital gains tax does not hit the middle class. If it's going to hit those over 500,000 and millionaires, how is that hitting the middle class, Ed? Here's some more. We need to increase the capital gains tax. And Ed, some of you will advocate that they'll pay more, including the higher taxes, if they live in a much more higher taxation in a state. There's a lot of emails coming in. If they live in a higher tax state like New York, big deal. 400,000, a million may be a lot compared to you in Florida, but in New York, it's not a lot. They can afford it. Let's increase the capital gains tax. Here's another one. You guys too much think like you're back in the Reaganomic days out there. Ed, wasn't it Ronald Reagan that raised the capital gains tax? I don't hear you guys talking about that. And did we not still have a prosperous economy? Interesting. There's an answer to that. Reagan did compromise the capital gains tax in 1986. Can anybody tell me what happened to the real estate market in 1990 and 1991? Some liberals need to do a little bit of their history. Some of you want to read Wikipedia. Well, you got to do a little bit better with me and Raj than just using Wikipedia out there. So here we go. Hey, Ed, the problem with the liberal left is that what you just played of the clips is exactly correct, that they're going to want to save the money because they want to use that money to reinvest, which means more taxes for your local community, more taxes for the federal government, research and development. And by the way, they would hire more people, but yet if they sell their stock, guess what it does to my portfolio? It drops the stock prices down, which means I get hurt.
There are a lot of people in the middle class who are in that same category.
Yeah. Here's another one. Hey Ed, if the stock market prices drop, that gives an opportunity for people to buy more stocks. Maybe taxing the wealthy is the right way to go. Wow,
that is a good argument to make.
Taxing the wealthy.
You want to get a good time to buy some stocks. You know, if this passes, this will be it.
Yeah. So a lot of that.
Just plan on holding on to it for a long time.
Exactly. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Nothing screams Friday like something blocking the lanes. What you got for us, Kevin?
There's a ladder on 295 South in the high occupancy lane right before St. Augustine.
Thanks, Kevin. Definitely be aware. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Sunny to partly cloudy today. Our high reaches 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Right now, it's 55 degrees. Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence.
I deployed for the U.S. Army in 2003. I've been in 8 different IED explosions. I don't know how many gunfights we've been in. 5.5 years of combat. It takes its toll on you. A lot of cumulative experience and trauma.
Canines for Warriors pair specially trained service dogs with vets in need.
You know, the thing I can tell you about my dog is his eyes have that perfect amount of judgment, but also that perfect amount of love. And no matter what I do, he just looks at me like I'm either an idiot or I'm the best thing in the world. He's my cranky old man, and I love him.
Your generosity will go right to work to help pair a struggling warrior with a shelter dog trained to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Give your best gift today by going to caninesforwarriors.org.
Florida's economy depends on restoring America's Everglades. Everglades restoration will not only improve our environment, it will create 65,000 new infrastructure jobs and support hundreds of thousands of jobs tied to the real estate, recreation, and tourism industries. Let's invest in our future. Restore America's Everglades. Create jobs. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Biden says if not enough people are getting the COVID vaccine, the 4th of July may have to be canceled. The Dow tumbles yesterday as Bloomberg News reports the Biden administration is exploring the idea of raising the capital gains tax for higher income individuals to around 43%. And for some governors, they're pushing back at the White House, claiming the administration is allowing illegal immigrants with COVID to enter their states.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Are you a Caucasian person? Then, according to President Biden, you carry the gene of systemic racism. You might not be able to do anything about it, other than pay for more government programs that don't work, but guarantee most African Americans will continue to vote for Democrats. Biden, though, is going after your children and grandchildren. He plans to offer grants for U.S. history classes that teach critical race theory and the 1619 Project, a creation of the New York Times that views slavery and its consequences as affecting every area of life. Critics of the anti-racism ideology and the historical inaccuracies in the 1619 Project warn that the grant program is an administration precursor to cementing the left-wing curriculum in the Department of Education and all public schools. If you still have children or grandchildren in public schools, why? Get them out. No matter the cost, trust God and enroll them in a good Christian school or homeschool them. The government is coming after their minds and souls. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
You know who's really lagging behind everybody in getting vaccinated? It's blacks and Hispanics. They are lagging behind big time. White Americans in this country. Yeah. Also, there are a segment of the population on the right and the left, anti-vaxxers. They are suspicious. Didn't help when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris down-talked the vaccine last year. Didn't help when the FDA yanked the J&J. Yes. That didn't help at all. And it didn't help when Fauci says you can get vaccinated, but don't go out and eat out at dinner, and you still have to double mask.
That's Jesse Waters from Waters World. So here's the co-host of Fox News, The Five. This is going to be an interesting game to see what happens about who's going to run for governor. There's a story that came out that Val Demings may be looking at running for governor.
Of Florida. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Very successful as a cop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bring it on. Also, I like Valpert. I mean, she's a...
Well, that would mix it up on the Democratic side. Because right now, I guess they were thinking that
Charlie Crist, Nikki Freed.
Nikki Freed, Agriculture Commissioner, you know.
That'll mess up Nikki. Yeah. This is great. I want Val to run.
It'll be difficult, though, to beat Ron DeSantis, though, because he's popular with Democrats.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting because the whole argument was, well, he didn't do a proper job of getting the vaccines out to... By the way, not just black, but low-income areas. Okay, because everybody wants to play the race card, especially on the left. And you folks, the bottom line is that we've seen it, many people are not getting the vaccine shot because they're waiting to see what happens.
The Democrat mayor, however, of I think it was West Palm Beach, said that it's not true. You know, he wasn't trying to cherry-pick who he's going to give it to. He's trying to get to as many people as possible.
Yeah. So they just keep – and by the way, so the liberal left – when I make these posts, the liberal left, I'm like, because Roger goes, well, wait a second. They had the same amount per capita, California, Florida. Mm-hmm. One was shut down. The other one was open. Same amount of deaths. Well, no. Florida is underreporting. Really? Can you show me some proof of
based
that?
Based on absolutely nothing except they said so.
Yeah. Oh, Florida's not testing enough. What do you mean they're not testing enough? Well, there's not enough. Well, then tell me, how do you force people to go get tested for COVID then? How do you, none of this makes sense from the left. This is simplistic out there. So anyway, so
I got tested and was positive.
Yeah, so you tested positive?
Yeah.
Okay. You mean for COVID? I thought it was positive K.
No.
I got a man. What's he got to do with me?
Okay.
Wait to see. Little inside 80s joke, me and Raj. Anyway, so wait for our time. Hey, thankful to God every day for the show. A lot of good topics out there. And I'm just so fascinated by this this Columbus, unfortunate shooting in Columbus, Ohio, with Makia Bryant out there on the left trying to make this some sort of another incident where the cops are targeting those in the black community. It's a very sad thing, but till you see the video, many of those on the left stop advocating, well, it was a school fight going on. Like this is typical, especially right. In certain communities.
With,
I don't buy into that.
With a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
At that part, too.
Should have shot the gun in the air. Should have used the taser is what they're saying. So anyway. But anyway, thankful to God every day for the show. All of you that tune in, very grateful. We'll be ready to go coming up Monday morning. You can always email me, Ed and Raj, throughout the weekend. Ed at WBOB.com. Coming up next, the podcast. Go to WBOB.com. Click on right where it says The Ed Dean Extra. All right. Everybody have a good weekend. And we'll see you Monday morning, 6 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.